Welcome to the best 5-minute podcast with Forrest Kelly.
I see in doing some research here that you've got solar on the property.
Yeah, so we at our winery house, the property, there's solar on the roof, and at the winery we have solar panels on the backside of the roof, and we also have them on the ground behind the fence between winery and some vineyards. And the founders of the winery started that project rolling, and we were all excited about that and continued the project. And actually the installation went in after we purchased the winery.
Earlier we learned about your escalation from 6 wines to 30. Out of those, can you give us some highlights?
I would say, of course, we have a family series that we craft for my parents and my brothers and siblings, my nieces and nephews. But I would say our Sauv Blanc is the first wine that we present to people, and it has to be memorable. And that is the most memorable wine I took away from when I first came to Dutcher Crossing. So we have high expectations for that. Our Pinots have become dynamic and memorable. And, you know, I'm a cab girl, so I really love that we still continue to do Cab Syrah, our proprietor's reserve, and our Taylor reserve. Cab Syrah, it's everybody needs a wine that's enjoyable, age worthy, but is drinkable now. And we pretty much, you know, fill that need.
In this journey to get where you are, who are the people that give you the energy to keep going?
I know, of course, my brothers are two mentors that I wouldn't be here doing what I am without their help. You know, our family CFO is a mentor as well, but the founding winemaker, because he was here with me day to day, Kerry Damski, is still one of my best friends. He was a great mentor and still continues to be a great mentor. I was with him yesterday and we're talking about, you know, how we're going to deal with the rain and the mold and you know, approaching whether we're going to take the remaining grapes. So, you know, I have good family mentors, but I had a great mentor, Kerry Damski, when I got here. And like he told me, he goes, if you're not learning every single day, you're not doing something right. And so, you know, I kind of live by that.
How much of the vineyard fruit that's on site ends up in the bottles?
We probably about 37%. We sell a bunch of fruit. We're growers as well and sell fruit. And we're intentional about that because we don't want to be one-dimensional. We're valley floor. So we're intentional that we want some different offerings that represent Sonoma at its finest. So we got some hillside, cool climate, warm climate Pinot. So we got a little bit of something different for everyone, but we take most of the fruit from Dutcher Crossing proper, and then we sell fruit from 2 of our other vineyards and part of our Pinot vineyard.
Every winery's got a wine club. What do you love about your wine club?
I love that many of these people have started as clients to us and become friends and now are part of their family. I love that people are bringing their kids here, bringing their grandkids here, and they view us as family. We're not just, hey, go and pick up your wine and have a sandwich or whatever at a pickup party and leave. They come and make memories with their families. Some of the club members now that we have, I met when they were 8, and now they're wine club members because we're just family. So I think we're a little bit different because I am hands-on and my staff is very hands-on, and we have the expectation that you are greeted and treated as I would my mother or my brothers. And so I think we're set apart that we have great offerings for them, but they know that their family, we're going to take care of them. We're going to take care of their family members. And it's a genuine sense. You're not part of the club. We welcome people into our family.
The best 5-minute wine podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Please, please like and follow. Oh.